Thanks, men, for joining us for this Monday broadcast of Man to Man Express. Here we are, the 30th day of January. We're glad to be with you. I'm David Begrie, along with Brian Doyle. Brian directs the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference. Hey, Brian, I got connected to our guest through you. Our guest today has been a real big part of the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference. He is passionate about building in not only to men, but to the whole family.
Thanks, Dave. You know, Chuck Stecker, who is our guest this week, is founder and president of The Chosen Generation. His ministry is designed to help the youth of the world discover godly adulthood, which is his passion, specifically to equip the local church in that mission. You know, Chuck and I got to know one another as we both worked alongside the staff of Promise Keepers in the 90s. And it was really Promise Keepers, just as it birthed Vision New England Men's Ministries, which was part of God birthing a chosen generation. And we're having Chuck on this week because on Wednesday, February 1st, a great resource is being launched. And it's called Men of Honor, Women of Virtue, Raising Kids to Keep the Faith. And it's Chuck's first book, and we're glad to have him on to talk a little bit about it. Chuck, good to have you on Man to Man Express.
Brian, Dave, what a privilege to be here with you, and what a thrill at this point, I'll tell you.
Well, it is a thrill. I mean, this is a huge week. This is something you've given the last 6, 7, 8 years of your life to. God has blessed it. It's been very clear that this is a huge need for the local church, not just for individual families, but for the ministry of the local church into families. And we want to hear a little bit about this book the next few days. Give us a quick understanding of where we are in the Christian community as far as success or lack of success in raising kids to keep the faith.
Well, Brian, I think one of the things we don't realize, because we see all of the noise and numbers associated with youth ministry, and I want to be one of the first to say, but we've got some great youth leaders and some wonderful things taking place. But the problem is it's not translating to a walk that leads them into godly adulthood and a faith that they can live with the rest of their life. So we are actually losing our young people at the fastest rate we've ever lost them before. I mean, if you just, the nuts and bolts is, from the young people that start in kindergarten in our churches, by the time they're out of college, we will lose out of the church 97% of them.
Okay, so let me just hear, make sure I heard you. The children who are age 5 in kindergarten in our evangelical church, because that's what we're talking about, right?
Sure.
Our evangelical church, by the time they go to college, will no longer be in our church.
When they get through with college. But in that first year of college, 18 months, that we're losing over 90% of the young people that were in our churches at the time of their high school graduation.
So, Chuck, what is not happening, if we can say, at the local level? Why isn't this thing just continuing on?
The reason is, in my estimation, is we're teaching our kids to be good Christian kids, and we're not helping them become great Christian adults. We're not translating a faith and allowing them to have a faith that fits their lifestyle. Can I, you know, one of the best pictures of that, can you imagine if you take your kids into your closet, and you know, I'm in my 50s, and you know, raised in the 60s, and still got some clothes hanging, but if I take my two sons, and I said, hey guys, come in and pick out anything you want to wear. And I feel good because, you know, they dress like me and we do that. And they go, Dad, it doesn't fit me. It doesn't look right. It's not my life. Yet we tell them to do the same thing with our faith. We got to remember, a childhood faith is the faith of their parents. An adult faith is their own. We're ushering kids into a childhood faith and feeling very good about that. They're walking away from that when they become adults by a societal standpoint. And the childhood faith that we tried to trap them in many ways, doesn't match where their life is going, they think.
Chuck, how long has this been going on?
You know, we've seen the decline on this thing for some years, but the problem with that is, because so many in my generation and you guys' generation, we walked away from the church at some time during this period. And then, once we got married and perhaps came back with our kids, we're back in the church. So we have perceived it to be normal for our kids to leave the church too and kind of find their own way, thinking they will come back. But every statistic tells us now with this generation, they're not coming back.
Chuck, we're going to hold you for a few more conversations. We're chatting with Dr. Chuck Stecker, author of the book, Men of Honor, Women of Virtue, Raising Kids to Keep the Faith. We want every guy to log onto our website today at mantomanexpress.com. Check out this book. This is a groundbreaking book. Chuck has poured 8 years of his life into this. We're going to be talking about it more on Tuesday. Chuck, join us back here, okay?
Thank you, and God bless you guys.